But Hazrat Wala has compiled many kitabs. If you keep those kitabs in front of you, it will be of great benefit to you. The masterpiece which I just want to tell you about is that of the Aqwal-e-Salaf. It is an absolutely amazing kitab. The senior ulama actually asked Hazrat, said, how did you do this? How did you put this kitab together? Encyclopedia, 11 volumes. How did you do it? And our Hazrat Wala said exactly how he did it. Because that's how life is. This is happening and that is happening and you coming and you going. His words were, the children were here, somebody was playing here, somebody was doing that. In all of that, my hands were at work. I was busy writing. It just reminds me of something. Pirani Sahiba, rahimahullah ta'ala, the wife of Hazrat Wala, she became very ill and they rushed her to Lucknow Hospital. At that time, the ulama of Lucknow, Hazrat Malana Rabi Sahib, etc., they all came to meet Hazrat Wala. He's there in the reception downstairs there and waiting because they are busy doing procedure or this or that or the other, whatever it was. But when they come there, even at a time and a juncture like that, so critical, what do they see and what do they find? Hands at work. Two, three people around, somebody's reading, somebody's writing, Hazrat is saying, take out this, add this, subtract this, do this. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And this is what the Ahlullah and the Mashayikh do. They prepare and they create such type of individuals that thereafter hundreds, thousands, communities and countries are able to walk in the footsteps of those that are left behind, those khalifas, etc. And they write such kitabs, they put together that they satiate and they satisfy the thirst of the ummah completely and totally. Our Hazrat was just saying last night, and I want to say this to you, many students are here as well, that remember one thing, that who was Hazrat Thanvi rahimahullah ta'ala? Was he not a great alim? Most definitely. Didn't he have amal? Most definitely. But then too, he still went to Hazrat Haji Imdadullah rahimahullah. Hazrat Gangohi even went. Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sahib even went. When Hazrat Maulana Qasim Sahib was asked and they engaged him, he said, I'm not going to Haji Sahib for his amal. I'm going to him because of his ilm. Our Hazrat Wala always quotes this couplet, you know, this matka and this earthen pot, if it is connected to the ocean, will there be any shortage in that matka and in that earthen pot? No. And these are these Ahlullah, that the great giants of the time came to Hazrat Haji Imdadullah because his connection was with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's speaking ilm al-ladunni, Allahu Akbar. Look at Hazrat Thanvi rahimahullah. Hazrat Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi, the Allama of that time, even he understood that, listen, I have to go. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Majid Daryabadi rahimahullah ta'ala, even he understood that, listen, I have to go to Hazrat Thanvi for my Islah, etc. So fikr for Islah is something great. In this morning's majlis at Darul Uloom Zakaria, our Hazrat Wala mentioned some beautiful dua. I want to say it to you. And he said this is necessary for every alim. Ilahi maqsood e man tu'i wa rizai tu muhabbat wa ma'rifat e khud bideh. And if we can understand this, and if the essence of this can come into our hearts and in our minds, then much will be achieved. If a person knows what's his maqsad in life, what's his goal, why is he here, what must he do, then everything is achieved. These couplets, the meaning of it I'll give you, Ilahi, O Allah, maqsood e man, my goal, my objective, my life, my day, my night is only you and your pleasure. O Allah, my maqsad in life is only you and your pleasure. That's the statement you're making. And after that, the dua you read is that, Muhabbat wa ma'rifat e khud bideh. O Allah, bless me with your love. And bless me with your recognition. Bless me with your love and bless me with your recognition. But look at how, so comprehensive the dua is, it doesn't just state love. Because love alone also, sometimes because of it, aadmi dazol ho sakta hai. He can get confused and start spinning this way and that way and go off the path. But together with that muhabbat, we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His recognition. When that happens, a person becomes deeply rooted. He becomes entrenched. He becomes strong. He becomes strong. Was a very great alim. The name not coming to mind. He said regarding the Aqwal al-Salaf that in the Kutub Khana of Islam, one kitab has been increased. There's an extra kitab now. After I look at this Aqwal al-Salaf, I have to say in the Kutub Khana of Islam, there's one extra kitab that must be added, and this is the Aqwal al-Salaf. So with these few words, inshallah, Hazrat Wala will address us now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us and give us the tawfiq and the hidayat of making amal. Hazrat Wala has undertaken the safar at the age of 95. Allahu Akbar. I think that alone should be inspiration for me, no? Inspiration for you. 95. But still that, the ummah. Still that, somebody. Still that, the thirst of the people. At 95, at this age, Hazrat Wala is still going. He's still this thing. In the car, where's my kitab? Let me read this. At night, where's my kitab? Read this out to me. What is this article? Let me correct this here. We need to subtract this. We need to do that. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired.